End Valley Mutations.
And welcome to a podcast-only edition of Mid-Valley Mutations. We're following up our People Like Us broadcast, which just went out on KMUZ. But, you know, I didn't get fit enough stuff into the show this week. And so this podcast-only episode is featuring a Over the Edge broadcast. We've talked about Over the Edge quite a bit on the program recently, and it's an incredible program. And so this particular broadcast features not only people like us, but Wobbly, and then of course host Don as well. So it's a good representation of a lot of the things that we've talked about, and it's a whole lot of fun, if you ask me. So that's what we have for you here today. It's a little down tempo, mellow is one way of describing it. The thing about People Like Us, which was really kind of incredible, and the interactions on Over the Edge, was that they could change tone very quickly. So sometimes it's this weird mellow thing, sometimes it's frenetic, on and on and on. This is an excerpt of Baby Makes 3 from 2002, October 10th. It's Over the Edge with People Like Us, Wobbly, and Don Joyce, and I'm going to just let it play. Stay tuned to the end because there'll be some calendar announcements for those who are really curious.
Thank you. lot of things that happened over about 4 months, every bit of it. She knew alone. You mean a whole series of episodes? That's it. You got a series all at once in a split second? That's right. Look, for that split second, I was her, don't you see? I was her. Everything she'd ever done, everything she'd ever thought and heard and felt. Everything, all in the right order if I wanted to bring it out like that. Any part of it if I wanted it by itself. If I'm going to tell you about what I had for lunch, do I have to tell you everything else I've done since I was born? No. I tell you, I was her. And then and forever after, I can remember anything she could remember up to that point. In just that one flash. I just stopped, he murmured. Aha, I said. I thought about that. I thought about a whole lot of things. I put them aside a moment and said, why didn't I know all this before? You had a powerful block against recalling it. I got up excited. I don't see why. I don't see that at all. Just natural revulsion, he guessed. How about this? You had a distaste for assuming a female ego, even for a second. You told me yourself right at the beginning that I didn't have that kind of a problem. Well, how's this sound to you? You say you felt pain in that episode, so you wouldn't go back into it for fear of re-experiencing the pain. Let me think. Yeah, that's part of it. That thing of going into someone's mind. She opened up to me because I reminded her of Lone. I went in. I wasn't ready. I'd never done it before, except maybe a little against resistance. I went all the way in, and it was too much. It frightened me away from trying it for years. And there it lay, wrapped up, locked away. But as I grew older, the power to do that with my mind got stronger and stronger, and still I was afraid to use it. And the more I grew, the more I felt down deep that Miss Q had to be killed before she killed the... what I am. My God, I shouted, do you know what I am? No, he said. Like to tell me about it? I'd like to. I said, oh, yes, I'd like that. He had that professional, open-minded expression on his face, not believing or disbelieving, just taking it all in.
An evening is night.
I had to tell him, and suddenly I realized that I didn't have enough words. I knew the things, but not the names for them. Lone took the meanings and threw the words away. Further back, you read books. Read books for me.
I'll read to mine.
The look of his eyes, that opening up thing. I went over to Stern. He looked up at me. I bent close. First he was startled, then he controlled it. Then he came even closer to me. My God, he murmured. I didn't look at those eyes before. I could have sworn those irises spun like wheels. Stern read books. He'd read more books than I had ever imagined had been written. I slipped in there, looking for what I wanted. It was easier for me to do than it had been for Lone. Straightening up, I got away from Stern. He looked sick and frightened. It's all right, I said. What did you do to me? I needed some word. Come on, get professional. I know, I said. How Miss Q felt when Lone did it to her. What are you? I'll tell you. I'm the central ganglion of a complex organism which is composed of Baby, a computer, Bonnie and Beanie, teleports, Janie, telekineticist, and myself, telepath and central control.
Molly and me. And Baby makes three.
There isn't a single thing about any of us that hasn't been documented. The teleportation of the yogi, the telekinetics of some gamblers, the idiot savant mathematicians, and most of all, the so-called poltergeist, the moving about of household goods through the instrumentation of a young girl. Only in this case, every one of my parts delivers a peak performance. We ran into the problem of what it was I valued more than the security Miss Q gave us. Can't you see now what it was? My gestalt organism was at the point of death from that security.
Happy night.
right? Speak that way.
I think it would depend on the joke.
Words are wending back to the shelter of...
Whenever one has any sort of new edge, a new question will always pose itself.
Each little nest that they love.
I figured she had to be killed, or it, I, would be. Oh, the parts would live on. Two little colored girls with a speech impediment, one introspective girl with an artistic bent, one mongoloid idiot, and me, 90% short-circuited potentials and 10% juvenile delinquent. She had to be killed. It was self-preservation. Stop. Stern bobbled around with his mouth and finally got out. I don't... You don't need to, Ella. Wonderful. You're good. Good. And what now?
Luanda knows that it is not possible.
Let me lock the door and take the telephone off the receiver and open the window while you lie there waiting.
What do you mean?
It'll be a long night filled with things we need.
Turn your page.
Why in the country I've heard of?
Leaning back against the corner of his desk. Did it occur to you that maybe this...
This is one of the best exercise for the bus line.
Bring your concentration.
Nobody. The organism of yours is already dead.
Now, what I want you to do is to grab a cushion from your davenport or a couple of hard pillows. And have them on the floor. Without a doubt, you're going to get faster results. If you do not have it handy there, just lie flat on the floor. Now, let's go on to the floor. Come on, let's go.
They fall from your hips quietly. Starting down around your thighs.
Oh, come on now. I'll give you plenty of time.
They fall from your hips quietly.
It isn't. How do you know? How does your head know your arm works?
A tasty burger.
This feels good.
It's his face. So, now what?
You
keep the elbows light. Now, when we have the lady bells go down, be sure you inhale, and then while
I
lady bells are up to the starting position after the movement is completed, exhale.
Nobody does.
This is deprogramming from the Universal Media Network.
Where our arms work just like our legs. This is KPFA in Berkeley, Over the Edge. Tonight, baby is 3-2. With people like us and Wobbly.
All right. Heels overhead. Position. Ready. Begin.
They fall from your hips quietly, starting down around your thighs, then gone. You slip out of them. And become a naked little girl.
Down.
You slip out of them. And become a naked little girl.
Up.
Then into bed, and for a long moment.
And down.
Nothing happens. And become a naked little girl. Bed and become a naked little girl. And become a naked little girl. And become a naked little girl. And become a naked little girl.
And out.
Then into bed, and for a long moment, nothing happens. Naked little girl, sleep forever naked close to me.
Peking man look at Homo sap walking erect and say, now what?
Why are they doing
it? Live that long like a man, like a tree.
No, why are they
not within the scope of the percentage of his brain and activity?
Hold my hand. Lie closer.
Sorry.
And now you are a woman.
Elton. Oh, the mics are on. Have the mics been on this whole?
How would you know that?
All right, so I'm still here.
What's the matter?
Absolute dilemmas or not.
Nice little chunk of Over the Edge. You should seek these out. I mean, we've talked about it a bunch on the podcast, but that archive.org resource of the 34 years of Over the Edge broadcasts is really something worth exploring. And, you know, we can't really talk to Don on the show, so just go listen to him. It's worth your time and your energy, I believe. And the collaborations with Wobbly, with people like us, with all sorts of people. It's a show that's very, very, very cool and special and unlike anything else that you will hear. So that alone should drive you to check it out. Now, here are some things coming up. If you are listening to this as it comes out, then later today, Saturday, the 16th of December, you'll want to check out the Noisember show happening at F-Stop Fitzgerald. This is one of Herd Williams' showcases, and I'm on it. We're doing a mini mutation. We're going to take this program and put it in front of live audiences and show them what we do. It's a lot of fun. And the last one of these that I did, it was an incredible cross-section of music from Oregon, and I understand that there might even be some unique collaborations happening at this program, people who don't normally play together. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It might be the last weird show happening in the Salem area, at least this year. And then stuff happening on the radio program next week. You'll want to tune in for our Christmas program. It is the Kelly Taylor Show. We talk about experimental music. We talk about rock and roll music. We just talk about music in general. Kelly is a great dude, and this is part of my grandmaster idea of putting all of these artists that I like together for my holiday programming, almost like the Mid-Valley Mutations version of a variety show. Kelly's a great conversation, and it'll be fun to bring that to you. And then we're going to play a bunch of his music as well, so you'll want to hear that. If you are forwarding your plans to New Year's Eve, or rather the 29th of December, when we will be celebrating New Year's Eve, join us for the Sadgasm special, New Tears, New Year's. You know, there's a lot of people out there who could use a little advice in terms of relationships, and that is what we are here to provide on that day. Give us a call on KMUZ, and we will, in fact, answer all of your questions about what to do with your relationship. And those guys might play a song or two as well. We don't know yet. January. This is all the way into 2018, and we've got some cool things coming up on the program. January 5th is our People Who Died overview. We're going to talk about all of the folks that we have lost in recent years and play some music. It'll be very cathartic. We're going to try to make this, you know, a celebration rather than a dirge. And then January 12th, you'll want to tune in for the Tim Maloney Show. Tim is a you know, a video maker, director. He's worked in a number of different programs and famously produced the Negative Land Collection DVD not too long ago, but has done a ton of other work as well. So we're going to chat with him about his career and some of the highlights. January 19th is part two of our Mark Hostler interview. You guys might remember I spoke with him for a bit, but there was a lot more left. So we got a whole other show worth coming to you on the 19th. And then the 26th of January, another four-dimensional nightmare. Friend of the show, always good to have him back. And who knows, maybe he'll actually talk a tiny bit this time around. Hard to say. It's not usually his style, but we'll see. We'll see. In February, can you believe we're already doing some stuff in February? Yes. You want to tune in. Reek is going to do a live set here on the show. I think we're doing that on the 9th of February. And then from Brazil on the 16th of February, the Amau Quartet. I hope I'm saying that correctly. I don't do Portuguese at home, but I'm trying. This interview I did with the Amau Quartet, they're fantastic. And it's the first interview they've conducted in English, which I'm very excited about. Yeah, they're Brazilian. We're going international then. There's other cool things happening as well, but I should probably just close up shop and say thanks for listening. You guys are wonderful. You guys are beautiful. And without you, there would be no program. Be seeing you.
Touch me. I guess I was tired or semi-conscious that night. We had pulled a rabbit out of the hat, so to speak. Wow, there are so many colors.
Turn in. Busy day tomorrow.
An evening is night.
Have to listen to this. You're afraid, I said. You're afraid of Homo Gestalt. He made a wonderful effort and smiled. That's bastard terminology. We're a bastard breed, I said. I pointed. Sit down over there. He crossed the quiet room and sat at the desk. I leaned close to him and he went to sleep with his eyes open. I straightened up and looked around the room. Then I got the thermos flask and filled it and put it on the desk. I fixed the corner of the rug and put a clean towel at the head of the couch. I went to the side of the desk and opened it and looked at the tape recorder.
You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room. Where the roses bloom.
Sure is peaceful out here on the range.
Hurry.
Wait a moment.
That was fun.
And baby makes
Like reaching out a hand, I got Beanie. Look here, I told her. Look good now. What I want to do is erase all this day. Go. Baby, how?
That was fun. Thanks for singing along.
That's it. That's how the story ends. I bet you can't even remember. It's been Baby is 3-2 tonight with Wobbly and People Like Us. Let me turn them on and see if they'll say anything.
Bye.
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 We'll lead you to mine.
Bye.
You see a smiling face, a little fireplace.
Bye.
Molly and me, and my baby makes three. I would almost riding nowhere, spending someone's heart and pain. With me Sunday driving, not arriving, on my way back home.
Hijo de puta que te va a pedir, que te parió y rompe, te parió y rompe.
Of new edge.
Eject power down.
Mic's still on.
Create is divine. Reproduce is human. Man race.
Mutations.
Operator disconnect.